Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's GA Regions call on Wednesday, the 2nd of February, we have David Archibald, Carlton Samuels, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Olga Cavalli. From staff, we have Rob Hogarth and Gisela Gruber-White. Apologies noted today from Fahd Bataine. And if I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Just to let you know, we are still trying to get hold of Carlton Samuels, so he'll be joining within the next few minutes. Thank you. Over to you, David.
Thank you very much. And good morning again to everyone, or good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. We circulated an agenda, Rob did on my behalf last Monday, and I think we should go straight into Rob, who will give us an update on the public comment forum.
Good Rob. Day, all. Yes, thank you very much, Dave. Relatively brief update in terms of the public comment period. As you know, the period was scheduled to conclude on the 30th of January. I've kept the public forum open a couple of more days because I was alerted by the CNSO that they were completing their internal process to get their comments submitted. Chris Spain sent me a note the other day. And so I'm holding off preparing the summary of public comments until I receive that. For everyone's information, once that is received, we'll have had a total of 4 submissions from, I believe, a total of 8 parties. Anthony Van Coovering submitted comments very early in the process. We have a submission on behalf of Small Island Developing States in the Pacific from Maureen Hilliard, who's from the Cook Islands. The At-Large Advisory Committee submitted comments that include statements from all the various RALOs, so that's what boosts the number of total comments. And then with the CCNSO, we'll have a good sort of cross-section of comments from various communities. I would expect that within a day or two after receiving the CCNSO's comments, I'll be able to produce for the working group summary and analysis of those comments. Based on our previous discussions in Cartagena, unofficial, not official of the group, I've also included in the forum the transcript of the workshop session that Dave, Carlton, and Olga were able to participate in. During that session, a number of members of the community commented, and we advised that group that we would be including that transcript in the public comment forum. So I'll also be summarizing those comments. And I would imagine, if I recall correctly, that we had about 4 or 5 other substantive sort of comments from that group. So we'll have probably about 10 to 12 parties commenting, and I'll, you know, summarize all those. It's a small enough number that members of the working group may choose to also look at or read all the comments individually as well, but as part of our operating procedures as staff, we will be producing a summary of those. And that's it, Dave.
Thanks, Rob. Can you give any, I mean, I know you haven't done the summary, but any comments on the comments that we've received so far?
Well, I think it was interesting, and you'll find them to represent a fairly broad array of points of view, all basically acknowledging that it's a worthwhile effort. But, you know, as you would expect, I think bringing various points of view, for example, you know, the small island developing states noting the uniqueness of where they sit, particularly not only geographically, but how, and you're probably much more aware of this, Dave, than I or others, just in terms of the unique aspect of small islands and the interest they have in participating in ICANN and having the opportunity to do so in a more official way. In terms of the at-large advisory committee, I might let Carlton or Cheryl talk in a little bit more detail there. There, what was interesting, and I really just like the approach and the format that ALAC took in terms of reaching out to the various regional at large organizations and basically collecting their comments and letting the individual groups talk. What was particularly interesting to me, and just from a personal perspective, was an interest in preserving the existing framework in many respects. And I think in an overall sense, not just at large, but between Anthony and Maureen's and the AILAC comments, a general reflection that it seems as if the current framework seems to work well and there just need to be more tweaks or adjustments in smaller ways. So that's what, you know, that's what I've gotten out of my just general reading so far.
Fine. Thanks, Rob. Okay, now we reach the stage where the rubber hits the road, as it were, and it's make our mind up time. And the question is, how do we proceed from here in the most effective way? Because I think we're hitting an area where there will probably be diverse views amongst even the members of the working group. So it's how to start that off. Normally, I would say perhaps it is up to, well, me, the chair, to put some thoughts up as something to start from. My particular problem at the moment is we're supposed to have within my organization four people at a professional level, and we're down to two. So I'm one of two people doing four people's jobs, and I'm also going to be away for 10 days on a trip with one of our ministers from next week. So I'm really pushed for time, but I still think that might be the best way ahead. I mean, I could start throwing some comments and ideas up during this meeting, but I'm not sure how productive that will be. I'd be interested in comments back from you. I mean, the other approach is that we could ask each of you to prepare very just brief notes to circulate on your thoughts on the next steps. But I'm open to any other suggestions. Any comments at this stage, or are we going to get a stony silence?
David, this is Olga.
Yeah.
Why don't we go through the document and each of us make comments that we think are needed, identifying ourselves, perhaps using, I cannot find the word in English this morning, the changes, track changes, and maybe we can, you don't have to do that on your own, especially now that you have a lot of work to do, and we can all do the job at the same time, and using one document, maybe Gisela or Robert could prepare that document in a certain form that we can add our our comments there. And once we have all done that, we can perhaps check all the comments and see how to move forward.
That would certainly be helpful, and I like that approach, Olga.
Cheryl here, if I may.
I'm sorry?
Just saying Cheryl here, if I may.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cheryl.
Just building on what Olga was saying, talk and cough, it's inevitable. If it's possible, Rob, looking at the ways some of the recent GNSO work groups have sort of used a chart or template form, it might be possible in the review document that the key points that you'll be picking out be sort of put in a main column. Leaving us another column or two where, as Olga said, each of us can start making some annotations. The advantages there, of course, is it means it's not just those of us on the call, but all of us who've subscribed to the work group in the list.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here. I think that would be a way to do it. It's simply kind of extract the key points and or the key ideas from each area, and we just kind of make comments on it.
I think this is Rob. Sorry, go ahead.
Go on, Rob, please.
Well, I think that Cheryl's right that a number of other groups have found that as you sort of move to the decision-making phase to be a useful way to tease out and spur some comments and insights. And it may be, particularly given folks' work schedules, a good way to have a dialogue without necessarily having to schedule, you know, a meeting every week or something like that. So that's certainly something that I'd be delighted to take on and have you all take a look at. It would probably be, I would imagine that I would be able to pull that together within the next week to 10 days, you know, doing the summary and analysis first and then moving to that template. And then that would give you all a structure to start some sort of dialogue or discussion. Cheryl's right. I think a number of the other working groups have found that to be useful. Slightly different issues and things like that, but I think it's a model that could provide a useful path forward.
That's fine. And I think in that time scale, I could try and get some thoughts to you, Rob, as well, that you might be able to include in that template. And I think we should keep it open that certainly on the first round, as it goes round, if people feel that the template doesn't include some of the key points that you would like to comment on, you can add them at the bottom. So it is, we're not trying to comments. Yes.
It often shakes out additional opportunities, but what it'll also do is, before the San Francisco meeting, give us something that that we could engage the community with to get input on some of their reactions to options that we might be coming up with.
That, I suppose, turns us on to another item on the agenda, which is sort of the schedule and timing for all this. Rob, as ever, you are the schedule king, and I'm sure you have thought about this. Can you make any comment?
Thanks. Yeah, my only observation would be that it would be impractical and unrealistic for you to have any substantive document for the San Francisco meeting, and that you'd probably generally want to be looking to target some benchmark for the June, you know, meeting that's scheduled for Amman, Jordan. That would be, you know, a target, I think, and you'd probably have a better sense, you know, a month to 6 weeks from now in terms of everyone's work schedules, whether that would end up being a draft similar to what we circulated prior to the Brussels meeting, or whether it be more of a final document like we circulated prior to Cartagena.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree, Rob, Cheryl here again, but what it would do, for example, if you look at the at what you got from the At-Large Advisory Committee, which, as you rightly pointed out, was very much an outreach activity, with Carlton and I presenting, I think, in most of the regional meetings and really getting the information on the questions we were raising out there. But they all actually now have an ability to react to even a draft set of opportunities or options. So we as part of the ICANN community, could certainly engage with our communities on that, and perhaps other parts of ICANN might want to do that as well. But it makes it, I guess, a little more, if they've got some opportunity to go, whoa, that was a totally left-of-field idea, we really like that, or, oh, you haven't thought about doing this, how about this goes into the mix? And we as reps on this work group can bring those in, not just our own voices, but those of our communities.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Sorry, Carlton, go ahead.
No, I was saying yes. I'm endorsing Cheryl's point that we've seen good results from this approach, and maybe it would help if we just continued in this way.
OK. Okay, so let's wind back a bit then. Agreeing that we're not going to get anything as a final report in one form or another until the June meeting, mm-hmm. what should we try and get in the public domain prior to the San Francisco meeting? I would like to have, I think, that options for change document, if you like, out and in the public domain so that the various communities have a chance to actually discuss it and provide some feedback at San Francisco. Is that what we're agreeing on?
Yes.
Okay. So, working back, how many weeks do we have to San Francisco?
Not many.
That's an excellent answer, Cheryl. Not many, particularly the other potential challenge we run into is the new board tradition and guidelines to have any documents that would be subject to public discussions produced essentially 15 business days prior to the start of a meeting. The ICANN meeting in San Francisco officially starts, I believe, the 13th, 14th. That number keeps jumping back and forth since most of the meetings now seem to start on the Friday or Saturday before. But in general, in terms of guidance, the opening ceremony is on the 14th. And if you back that up in terms of working weeks, you're literally looking at around February 21, 22 for formal documents. I think we could look at having that date slide a bit, if only because these will be some general thoughts or ideas that the community would be looking at, and there would not be a specific action, that any official group would be taking in San Francisco. So, and please, any other working group members can comment in terms of whether you think that's a flexible date or not. I would think of it as one because, again, you wouldn't be expecting some sort of final action. It would be a major problem if you produced your final report and expected the board to act on it
and submitted the document.
Right. So I think that date could slide a bit, particularly since a number of you might be adding it to some agendas. But, again, it's mainly for planning purposes. And if you all have a very sort of sense of a firm sense that you would have the document in a place that you were comfortable with by the 4th of March, then I think you could look at that as a reasonable time period rather than forcing yourself to rush and put something together that you might not be completely happy with. And again, what we would be very careful about doing is alerting members of the community that this is just, a beginning work product. Similar, I think, what you guys do in CCNSO and a little bit in the at large as well, where, this is for discussion purposes only. It dispersed some additional thinking. But I think you wouldn't want to go later than March 4th because you would want people to have an opportunity to read it on the plane or something like that.
Right.
Rob, if I may, it'll also give us the opportunity, for example, with the ALAC scheduling and perhaps other ACs and SOs might want to do the same. I'm sure Carlton and I would be suggesting to Olivier that that he approach you and a few of us from the work group to have one of our 45-minute slots of community interaction-type meeting, my old hot seat. So that we get a round table discussion on some of the thinking at that stage, which again is part of the contributory and discussion process.
Yeah, I really liked the approach that the working group took for Cartagena, where we did sort of make the effort and actually got attendance at a workshop where we now have a transcript, and so there's an additional resource for public comments, because for whatever reason, at least up till now, again, this is an issue that hasn't prompted a lot of written comments, but I think the format of the workshop really helped to draw out some folks, and you could even consider and we would want to, you know, make a decision in very short order to at least tentatively put another workshop on the schedule for San Francisco. I know that scheduling is always problematic, but as I indicated in my report, we had, you know, in total about 50 people participating in Cartagena, and that was a speed change
it was
from
actually Brussels. Standing room only. Now, part of that was because it was a small room, but
that's one way to get it done, isn't it?
I think that's an excellent plan. It doesn't have to be, you know, incredibly formal. It can be, you know, here's the current state of play, and I think that's very important. If we can do that, then I think we're on track nicely.
Yeah. Well, can we ask you to put in that scheduling request, presumably for the Thursday again, I would assume?
Yeah. I've already given folks the heads up that the group would be discussing it. So, yes, I'll get that in much more specific to the meeting planners to have that on hold for us.
Okay. Nonetheless, we are still very short on time. I think we should try and get the, let's call it the framework document, but whatever you want to call it, out as early as possible. I'm actually leaving on this ministerial trip on the 11th, which is next Friday. If I can put some thought to this over the weekend and send you something, Rob, to help, do you think you'd be in a position to try and get something out before that Friday?
Yes, I would shoot for close of business on the 10th.
Yeah.
Would that be acceptable?
Well, I don't think we can ask for more at the moment because we're on Wednesday today. I can't do anything before the weekend. I really can't. So it's how you're placed after that.
Okay. Just one little bit of information that I do not have, and I don't know if you have any insight on this as well, is that I anticipate momentarily getting the CCNSO submission. Is that a realistic assumption based on your knowledge of the internal processes?
I have no idea where it stands at all,
is
the short answer. I think this is being done at the CCNSO council level. It is not something that I have seen on circulation lower down at all.
Okay. I am the liaison now from ALAC to the council, and I've certainly seen the draft circulated and a couple of days ago, so I would think it shouldn't be terribly far. I'm just searching my mail. Rob, I'm quite sure it wouldn't be unreasonable for me to give you the date that came out. Let me have a look. Anyway, talk amongst yourselves and I'll find it.
Okay. Well, and the only reason I raise that is simply because, you know, I want to make sure that whatever comes in, that's reflected in the document. So.
So whatever comes in isn't going to alter, I don't think, the key points that we're seeking working group input on.
Okay.
Because I think that's going to come from all the things that we have talked about.
Yeah.
Chris distributed on the 31st of January, that was 3 days ago, a draft of the CCNSO Council comment on the GeoRegions review, and it's supportive of the work of our work group to date. Basically, the deadline for submission was 30th January. I'm reading from the text here. Ask if it can be accepted late unless anyone objects, and I gather that is a conversation you had. So I've seen no traffic indicating any edits or changes to this draft, so I would suggest a quick call out to Gabby and you might find it's in your possession relatively quickly, Rob.
Okay, great, thanks.
Okay, so turning around now back to working group members, if we get something out by end of play on the 10th, how long do you need to be able to turn that document round? What's your thoughts?
Well, I am going to be extremely busy starting on the 14th. All that week, I'm traveling all over the Caribbean from Suriname in the south all the way to the Dominican Republic. I'll be on the road for 2 weeks. So, between times...
So you have a couple of days to sort it all before you go.
Yes, this is what I'm saying. I have a couple of days, so I could make something of it on the weekend.
That would be good.
Well, Dave, this is Robin. In fairness to everybody, if you're looking at a 4 March sort of drop-dead date for publication or circulation, we could probably give working group members until as late as the 25th with a working group meeting on March 2nd or 3rd, particularly given everyone's pressure and time. You know, you could have as long as the 25th, I think, for feedback.
I'm not sure that we won't need two rounds. That's what concerns me, Rob. So I was trying to get some feedback that could be then collated, go back out again, and then have the meeting.
Okay.
So I was trying to push for something like 7 to 10 days. Is that feasible, people? Joe?
Anything's feasible.
Yeah, I think it's feasible.
Yeah.
Olga? Yes, that's okay for me.
Okay, so if we try for 7 to 10 days, I don't have a calendar in front of me. We then try collating all that and going out with a second version, and once that's distributed, we set up a call.
I'll put together a timetable as part of the meeting report, particularly, you know, to give opportunity to the working group members who aren't in attendance on the call. And so I will target those general parameters that you suggest that there would be an initial draft out by February 10th, expected feedback and review. Let's say we give everybody the full weekend of the 19th and 20th, so get feedback on the 21st. Draft 2 out by the 25th, working group meeting March 2nd or 3rd, publication on March 4th.
That works.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, yeah, that's good, Rob. Right. We are virtually through the agenda. Has anybody got anything else to raise whilst we're on the call?
No.
Rob, you will send an email summarizing all the dates and all that?
Yes, Olga, I will do that. Dave, I did have one issue that we've talked about, and I'd certainly like to get your latest feedback and feedback from the working group members, and that is, as we move to this, you know, sort of final phase, how you saw the potential involvement of the GAC in this. I know that we've had some... some transitions in terms of GAC leadership, that the GAC doesn't, in terms of its participation in this working group, you know, the GAC list gets our list so that we are alerting them to what's going on. Do you think that there's any need for any more specific outreach than that to help that community be engaged in this process? My only concern is that whatever steps you make, that there aren't any surprises and that we run into extra challenges from any communities, you know, when you guys produce your final report.
Well, we have, when the CCNSO meets with GAC, it is one of the subjects that is touched on as we go through. Though I must admit, at the last meeting, there was very little said, and apart from an invitation to come to the working group meeting. I mean, I'm happy to write, or perhaps more realistically, to try and meet up with GAC chair at the March meeting.
We can certainly work to try to schedule that, or you guys can do that, you know, without staff involvement.
I don't know. I mean, we were going to write at one stage, and then I seem to remember Bart got involved in that discussion, and I'm not sure where it ended up.
I'll follow up with him.
But yes, I take your point. I'm sure they are aware of what is going on. The depths of their knowledge, I'm not sure. But I can also perhaps get some time during the CCNSO GAC meeting to do a quick update. I will see if I can set that up.
That would be very useful, especially because you'll have the status document at that stage, which will give them something to sort of, you know, tangibly get their little teeth into.
Fine. I will take that on and do that, and that might lead to more discussions with their chair anyway. I will arrange that. Okay, any other points? All quiet? Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Very much look forward to your comments once we get this framework document shoved out
to you. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Bye.
Thank you all.
Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye.